Angelo in Commack, New York is calling in with an insulation question. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
So just had a question. I'm looking to re-insulate my attic. So obviously I'm going to add new insulation perpendicular to what's, you know, to, in the attic, to what's already out there. But I'm not sure how to determine whether I should remove the existing insulation or not, and, you know, before I go ahead.
What kind of insulation do you have right now?
I think it's kind of almost like a, looks like a, I guess, a rock wool type. Like, it's not, it doesn't look like fiberglass. It's kind of beige and kind of, you know, thick.
How old is the house?
It's probably built in the 60s.
It probably is not rock wool. Rock wool would be older than that. Does it look like it's compressed and sort of sunken and sagged?
It's definitely like an inch or two below the top of the joist.
Okay. Well, if it's only an inch or two, it probably has some life left in it. What you could do, an easy way to add more insulation then, would be to use unfaced fiberglass bats. I'd probably get 8-inch bats, and I would put them perpendicular across the joists. And that will make a big difference. So you don't put it inside the joist. You don't press them down into the joist. You put them across the joist. You're going to give up a little bit of storage space by doing this, but that's the best way to get additional insulation up there, Angelo.
Now, what about the space, putting the insulation perpendicular to that, that space that's between the existing insulation
that
and the new insulation? Is that
yeah.
okay?
I wouldn't worry too much about that at this point, unless you wanted to go with blown-in insulation, and if that was the case, you'd obviously be filling it up on top of it.
Okay, great.
Which is another option for you, blown-in. But again, if you do blown-in, you're going to have very, very little storage space up there left. Is that an issue? Is storage an issue?
Not necessarily. No, we're not really using that for storage right now.
Well, you might want to consider blown-in. Blown-in is a real, real good way to fill in all of those nooks and crannies that you can't get bats into.
And is that more expensive than, you know, doing regular insulation?
No, you definitely can't do it yourself unless you're renting the machine. So it will be more expensive by virtue of the fact that you're paying for labor. But, you know, otherwise, it's pretty much even, Steven.
Okay, great. Oh, that's good to know. I didn't even think of that.
You know, if you want more tips on the options, you can go to the Owens Corning website. And they have a microsite called insulateandsave.com. It's got a lot of calculators and tips on the different options that you can go through when you're choosing insulation products.
Okay, great. And if I do find, because I did look in only a part of the attic, if the insulation is, you know, more than an inch or two below, like if it's really kind of compressed, then would I remove it?
Then you might want to think about pulling it out, yes.
Okay. All right, great. Well, that's very helpful. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Angelo. Good luck with the project. Let us know how it turns out.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.